Hello, Gone Wild Audio people. This is Oral Kitty coming to you on a Sunday afternoon. So happy Sunday to you, wherever you are. Or possibly Monday, depending on what part of the world you're in. I don't know how many people are actually going to hear this, but I feel the need to make this audio to make a few things clear. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who is following me and supporting me. You guys have been amazing, and I really appreciate you. I took a bit of a break from Gone Wild Audio, not very long, not long enough for anyone to notice, just a little over a week or so. And I took the break because recently there have been some things that happened that made me uncomfortable. Some boundaries that I set that were not respected. And they weren't respected by some listeners, but also were not respected by a couple of creators. And, you know, I've been in this space for a couple months now, and I knew coming in that it's a little bit different to other online communities, just, you know, based on the nature of the content. And so I realized that I can't be like, I mean, I could, but that it's not really feasible, and it's not really realistic for me to be like I am in real life. For example, like if someone were to come up to me who doesn't know me and just, you know, grab my boob or, you know, grab my butt or something like that, you know, invade my personal space without knowing me, you know, that wouldn't really be cool. But in the space of creating erotic audios, I realized that, you know, things are a little bit different, and people will approach you giving compliments in different ways. You know, some people, like myself, when I first started talking to creators, you know, I found a tactful way of letting them know how much I enjoyed their content, without going into too much detail about how it physically affected me. And I'm not pointing fingers or throwing stones or anything, because everyone has their way of expressing themselves. But I knew coming into this space that that was going to be something that people were going to do. And yes, it is a compliment, because that is why we make these audios. That is one reason that I started making these audios, because I know how they made me feel when other people made them. And so, you know, it's almost like a kind of want to give back thing, like pay it forward. But on the other hand, sometimes people can be very crude and feel like they can say whatever they want to say to you without consequence or without you really having a say in it. And so, you know, there's a fine line between me being flattered and me being offended. I guess that's the nicest way to say it. So that being said, some things happened, and I set a boundary that was not respected and was crossed, and it was crossed in a way that I was actually deceived and tricked a little bit. And I know that that's vague, but it's not really anyone else's business what happened. It just matters that it did happen, and that I'm not going to let it happen again. So that being said, I welcome DMs and I welcome chat requests, and I do welcome, you know, people telling me how, you know, my voice is sexy, it's hot, whatever. I don't even mind you telling me, you know, that your cock is hard or whatever the case may be. But I can't speak for all females, and I can't speak for all content creators, but guys, when I say guys, I'm not speaking to men, but, you know, whoever's listening to this, you know, just maybe have a little bit of respect and maybe think about what you're saying to someone before you send a message or before you offer certain things, certain actions, certain services. Because one thing that I have been very aware of since I've been listening to audios and finally decided from the very first time that I reached out to a creator. Guys, we're people first. And I've said this in another audio in a different context, but we are people and we have feelings. And even if someone is a voice actor, you know, it's just like, you know, if we were doing porn, or it's just like, you know, if you reach out to an actor and you're talking to that actor as though they are the character in whatever movie, play, TV show that they're in, that's not them. They're playing a character. And even though I may be addressing you, the listener, and I may be talking about a very personal fantasy, that's just what it is, guys. It's a fantasy. That being said, I am a single woman. I'm not married. I'm not dating anyone. And I am open to the possibility of dating someone. And when I do start dating someone, then, you know, things may change a bit. You know, I will more than likely still be making audios. But, you know, the scope of things may change because that's what happens. But, you know, I just wish that people would respect the fact that, you know, we're normal human beings. And regardless of whether you're a content creator or not, just have some respect and have some couth and just have some common sense and decency when it comes to reaching out to people. And just think about what you say and how it may affect the other person. And some of you guys may not even care. Like, some of this may be falling on deaf ears, but it's okay because I'm gonna say it anyway, because it's something that I'm feeling, and it's something that I've seen other creators post about. It's something that I've heard other content creators and voice actors address in audios. And so, you know, I mean, I have less than 100 followers right now. Hopefully I will have more. This isn't, like I said, another audio. I'm not a size queen, so I'm not looking to have, you know, thousands of followers. Would it be great? Yeah, sure. But, you know, at what cost? And so, like I said, I'm really appreciative of the support that's being shown to me. And please do continue to DM me and do continue to send me chat requests and everything, because I love it. But one thing that I can say with 100% certainty, if you DM me and ask me if I want to watch you jack off under any circumstances, whether it's listening to my voice or not, the answer is always going to be a resounding no. Because, dude, I don't know you like that. Will there come a time where I may want to watch you jerk off? Sure, absolutely. But, you know, it's like, do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Like, you know, just because I'm talking about sitting on your face or sucking your cock, or, you know, you fucking me from behind, it doesn't mean that you know me like that. And it's not just me. It's other creators, too. And like I said, I can't speak for everyone. There may be people out there who like to be approached in that way. But I can tell you, from personal experience, from talking to people and listening to audios and reading posts and reading profiles, that the majority of us are not down with being approached like that straight out of the gate. So anyway, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Appreciate it. If this has pissed you off, I'm not sorry. You can unfollow me. You don't have to listen to any of my audios anymore. It won't hurt my feelings in the slightest. But I would hope that I gave you something at least to think about. That being said, I hope everyone has a lovely day / evening / night / morning. And take care of yourselves and make sure you drink plenty of water. All right. Oral Kitty out.